From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle, I'm Bill Curtis. And here is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, everybody. We got a great show for you today. Some of you, we know, are listening to this as you do your last second holiday shopping. So what you need right now is a stirring, dramatic soundtrack. So later on, we'll be talking to Star Trek and Rogue One composer Michael Giacchino, and we'll get some ideas on what you can hum as you fight that old lady for the last Xbox.
Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun.
That's the old lady's theme.
Right.
We'll honor your call with respectful silence, though, so give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Let's welcome now our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hey, this is Rob from Fort Worth, Texas.
Hey, how are things in Fort Worth?
Things are fantastic.
I've always wondered this. What is the difference between Fort Worth and Dallas?
Everything.
Oh, okay.
We are better. Dallas is worse.
You're boy. What is better than Fort Worth in Fort Worth than it is in Dallas? What do you have that Dallas does not have?
Quite literally everything.
Really?
Wow.
Well, welcome to the show, Rob. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First up, it's a comedian whose new podcast, Old Black Magic and the Millennial, premieres in January. It's our old friend, Brian Babylon.
Hey, Brian.
Next, it's the woman behind the syndicated advice column, Ask Amy. That's Amy Dickinson.
Hi.
And finally, a writer for HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher, it's Adam Felber.
Hi, Rob.
Oh, hey, Adam.
So, Rob, welcome to the show. You're going to play Who's Bill This Time. Bill Curtis is going to read for you three quotations from this week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you will win our prize, the voice of scorekeeper emeritus Carl Castle, on your voicemail. Are you ready to play?
If I lose, do I get the voice of Ira Glass?
Wow.
I'm just trying to imagine how that would go.
Wow.
It's like, hello, Rob's not home now.
Act two, leave a message.
All right, Rob, here is your first quote.
The Electoral College is a disaster for a democracy.
That was somebody tweeting back in 2012 about the Electoral College. He changed his tune this week when the Electoral College did him a solid. Who is it?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say President-elect Donald J. Trump.
You said that, and that's who it is. All right, come on. All right, yes, Rob. For 6 weeks since the election, liberals were like, it only looks like Donald Trump won. What if the Electoral College refuses to cast their votes for him and then, oh, they did it. By the time liberals emerge from their denial about Trump winning the election, he will be in the middle of his third term. And I loved this as a last minute attempt to sway the Electoral College, which is really the worst college since Trump University. This liberal group put together this video of celebrities like Martin Sheen and Moby trying to convince the Republican electors to abandon Trump. How could it fail? Spectacularly.
Amazingly.
That sounds like Moby and Martin Sheen sounds like some type of like Whole Foods campaign to do something.
It wasn't well targeted. And it turns out that Republicans don't generally binge watch The West Wing while listening to electronica. Who knew?
Yeah, it's a shocker. I'm so glad that's over.
So many people
I really respect kind of went down that rabbit hole on Facebook and Twitter and sort of like, we can do this, guys. We just got to get the Electoral College to listen. And that's not what's going to happen. It's a lot like regular college. The best you can do is hope that somebody gets to have sex.
Yeah.
All right, here is your next quote. It's someone speaking to his father back when he was a kid.
You don't love us. You don't even love yourself. You just love your money.
Well, that guy and his siblings have patched things up, and they'll all be working together to help their dad now. Who are we talking about?
Oh, man. Eric Trump?
He's one of them. We'll give it to you. Eric Trump, Donald Trump Jr., and Ivanka Trump, the Trump children.
Or as I like to call them, the Von Trump family singers.
Yeah. Not since Edward the Black Prince of England, or Uday and Qusay Hussein, have there been children of a leader so important to their nation's future. Will they be a good influence or a bad one? Some people think it's overblown. They're not going to do much. I mean, George H.W. Bush had a son hanging around the White House, and what damage did he ever do?
Well, come on. He paints now.
So yeah, that's
just
true.
Leave him alone. I don't know. Those Trump kids, woo, they seem like just the bad kids from any John Hughes 80s movie.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, that would hate on Molly Ringwald.
Right. Yeah. They're like the clique. Like the power clique.
The rich kids. They've all got sweaters tied around their necks.
Yeah. Yeah. I think of them more as like they're all from the Cobra Kai dojo from Karate Kid. Sweep the leg! That's Eric. The two sons, Eric and Don Jr., who are mainly known for ruining perfectly nice pictures of Ivanka by being in them.
Last thing I'm going to say about those Trump kids. I wasn't talking about the big ones. I'm talking about that little one. I think he knows magic.
Yeah.
I think Baron Trump?
He's Slytherin, bro.
Yeah.
Your last quote, Rob, is from Elon Musk. He is, of course, the famous entrepreneur behind Tesla and SpaceX.
I'm going to build a tunnel boring machine and just start digging.
That was a tweet from Mr. Musk announcing his next company will solve the problem of what?
I don't know. Drilling to the center of the earth?
No, I'll give you a hint. This is literally true. He sent that tweet while sitting in his car and not moving.
Oh, driverless cars.
No. What situation would you want all of a sudden to dig a tunnel so you can escape while sitting in your car?
When Donald Trump is elected president.
No. You brought us back to that.
That's a good answer.
Yeah. Do you have any idea what I mean?
I've got nothing.
Well, he wants to...
Traffic.
Yes, traffic.
Nice
there
to
you go. He wants to solve the problem of traffic. And you totally relate to Elon Musk. We've all been there. You're sitting in this terrible traffic jam, and you're wishing there was some technical solution that your car could sprout wings and fly or just dig a tunnel and go under everything. That's what Elon Musk did. But the difference between us and him is that he's insanely rich and insane.
Can I put my ignorance out on display real quick?
You can.
Two things that I really hadn't paid attention to, didn't know, was the Harambe and Elon Musk. For the longest, I've been hearing people say the Elon Musk this, the Elon Musk.
And you
Musk
just
that.
Thought he was a fragrance.
Yeah. I thought he was a new Drake Hart Noir.
Uh-huh. Yeah. He like you said, he sent out this tweet, which seemed like a joke, you know, I'm stuck in a traffic jam and I'm frustrated. But later he said, no, he meant it. He's going to build a company to bore subterranean tunnels, and it would be called, quote, the Boring Company. In some
but
Silicon Valley.
Don't you need like a, I don't know, like a permit?
Permit?
To dig a giant-sized hole in
for
the
your
road?
Own convenience?
And don't you have to have a treaty with the lava people or
I
something?
Don't
There's
that.
So many questions.
Well, the lava people are pretty nice, but it's the mole men that you gotta watch for.
What's great is I love this guy because this guy says, I want to go to space. All right, I'm going to make a space company. I want a car that doesn't use gas. I'm going to build Tesla. I want to get out of traffic. He's coming up with a company for that. What we need is we just need to annoy Elon Musk with different things so he solves those.
Yeah.
So imagine a billion-dollar startup devoted to finding something on Netflix you both want to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Bill, how did Rob do in our quiz?
He got three right. Fort Worth is completely celebrating right
there
now.
There you are. Parties in Fort Worth. Thank you so much for calling, Rob. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.